Find us a quiet room somewhere where we won't be disturbed.
Jane, you can't just whisk Monsieur Poirot off like this.
Don't tell me what I can and cannot do, Brian. Just go back to your table and watch the rest of the show. Monsieur Poirot and I are going to have a little talk, aren't we?
Of course, madame. You permit that my friend Captain Hastings comes with us?
Thank you, Jules. So discreet as always. And a bottle of my favorite champagne. You think of everything.
Well, does that be all, madame?
Quite perfect, thank you. It is so good of you to spare me your time like this, Monsieur Poirot.
Tell me, in what way can I be of service to you?
Monsieur Poirot, somehow or other, I've just got to get rid of my husband.
Oh, but madame, getting rid of husbands is not my specialty.
Of course, I know that.
I do not make investigations for divorce. It is not pretty, ce métier-là.
My dear Monsieur Poirot, I'm not asking you to spy at keyholes or talk to chambermaids. I have just got to get rid of the man, and I'm sure you can tell me how to do it.
First, tell me, madame, why you are so anxious to get rid of Lord Edgware.
I want to get married again. What other reason could there be?
But surely he'd give you a divorce.
You don't know my husband, Captain Hastings. He's... I don't know how to put this. He's not like other people.
In what way is he not like?